You're with Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
Did you know there are more than 250 national parks in Queensland? But how much time have you spent amongst the 6.5 million hectares of park in your state? And what do you know about what is really out there? For the time being, Queensland is your oyster, so why not get out and explore the incredible natural wonders of this state? Kay Coons is someone who'd like to get your journey going. Kay, g'day. Thanks for joining us today. You're a ranger with a national park in a pretty fabulous corner of Queensland. Tell me about the parks that you take care of.
Well, I'm lucky enough that I am responsible for managing the Whitsunday Islands. Specifically, I want to talk about South Mole Island National Park, which is kind of one of our lesser known, lesser visited parks that's just absolutely amazing to see.
Great. I'm so glad we get to talk about South Mole because I have seen these stunning posters from back in the day of South Mole Island that made it look like the place for fashionable holiday makers to go. I'm looking at like Bond babes in bikinis. But what is South Mole Island 2020 all about?
Well, that's it. South Mole Island has been a resort and a tourist destination for a number of years. So I guess in its current state, it kind of got a bit of a touch up during our Cyclone Debbie in 2017. So they're undergoing a bit of a redevelopment of the site. But there's still so much of our national park there on South Mole Island to explore.
Tell me about some of the particular highlights of a day trip to the national park at South Mole. What can you see there?
Well, South Mole Island is just a must-see, I guess, for three really good reasons. First, it's camping. So we have two campsites on South Mole Island directly. But then we have five additional in the surrounding islands that you can really choose and tailor your trip to whatever you want it to be, as well as 10 kilometers of hiking and mountain biking tracks. And then I guess just its accessibility to the mainland. So South Mole Island is only 5 kilometers off that heart of Airlie Beach, so it's really easy to get to South Mole in pretty much any kind of weather that you would find.
Are there any particularly unique plants, special animals? What will we see or smell on a mountain biking or hiking expedition across South Mole?
Well, South Mole's lovely, so you'll see heaps of tiny jewel and orb weaver spiders along the walking tracks, and it's a fantastic place to go bird watching. You look out for those sooty oyster catchers, the white-faced herons, reef egrets around the shoreline and rocks, and you might also even see a Brahminy kite or white-bellied sea eagle flying above.
I mean, that sounds pretty impressive. I know next to nothing about birds. Are they particularly rare or unique kinds of birds?
They're just unique birds to the Queensland coast. So all through the GBR, you would find those kind of birds. And this time of year, I guess we'd also be getting those migratory birds into the Whitsundays. So all your kind of wading birds that come and nest around this part of the world.
Kay Coons with you, a ranger up in the Whitsundays region who looks after, among others, South Mole Island National Park. It's about 5 minutes to two. You're on ABC Radio Brisbane in Queensland. So, Kay, as you said, one of the main features of this park is that you can camp there. Let's take a bit of time just to look through some of the basics there. Access, you said, is fairly easy. 5 clicks from the heart of Airlie Beach. How do you get there? Is it a transfer, private? Is there a public transport? How do you get there?
So look, to get to the South Mole Island, you obviously need a vessel, whether it's your own boat or your mate's boat, or you use one of our commercial operators in town or the water taxi services. There's several to choose from, obviously, in Airlie Beach. You just need to get yourself out to the island. To the campgrounds itself, it's access at kind of mid to high tide, I would recommend, just to kind of make that shorter walk with your gear and whatnot up to the beach area. But once you're on the campgrounds, we have, I guess, all the amenities that you would need. Nice, lovely picnic tables. We have a small shelter to kind of get out of the rain if it's raining, as well as plenty of toilets and everything like that. And right off the campground areas is where you can start the walking tracks. So you can go and just start your exploration of those 10 kilometers of tracks. Bring your bicycle over or hire one locally and really just go explore the island.
Are pets allowed?
Sorry, but pets are not allowed in the national park.
Okie dokie. And what about with regards to the camping? Is it powered campsites or no power?
There's no power at the campsites, but I also wanted to mention at Sandy Bay. So Sandy Bay Campground off Southmore Island, it's one of our reef protection program sites where we've actually installed public moorings. So the public moorings is part of a program that you can safely and free use it to secure your vessel so you know it's safe. You can have that nice sleep at night knowing that it's safe and you're not going to damage the coral. So just another really important reason, you know, to protect the Great Barrier Reef.
And speaking of the reef, what about diving, snorkeling, swimming, any rules, restrictions or special sites?
Yeah, so right around Southmore Island, it is a yellow and blue zone, which means you can fish. There are a few rules if it's a yellow zone, so just check your zoning before you go out and about. But there is fishing all around Southmore Island, and it's quite good, as well as snorkeling and just swimming. It's really nice and just, I guess, a reminder to everybody, we're coming up into those warmer months to wear your stinger suit.
Wow, I really just want to be there now. Do you have to book? How do I go about booking a campsite?
Yeah, so you just go to the Queensland Parks website. And I would also direct anyone for looking for more information to go to our Life's Best Moments, and that's all one word, .des for Department of Environment and Science, .qld.gov. .au. And that's where you can find where you can book your permit to camp and find out a bit more and actually look at some maps and brochures that we've put online for you as reference.
You have done such a fantastical job of convincing me to travel to Southmore Island. Kay, before I let you go, is there a particularly special part of the island for you? Something that would be your ranger's pick about Southmore?
Secret tip.
Yeah.
Secret tip. I do have a secret tip for Southmore Island. So on the eastern side of Southmore, we have two lesser known islands that kind of get forgotten about called Plantain and Denman Islands. Now these campsites, we have just a bush campsite, so you kind of have to be self-sufficient. There is a drop toilet, but that's about it. No tables or anything. But once you book into that site, it closes the site down. So you have the island to yourself. So how magical is that? Is that you can book into a campground for, you know, minimal fee and have an island to yourself in the Whitsundays.
Yeah, sign me up. Kay, thank you. I've got a website to check out. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Thank you so much.
Ranger Kay Coons taking you to Southmore Island and a little bit beyond to a place where you might even have your very own island in the Whitsundays, should you be willing to make the journey. Well, there you go. We'll be back with more park life in a couple of weeks' time.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.